my lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply, and the time will be our time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. You can please email me if you'd like at bruce@brucesalin.com or Twitter me at Bruce Salin. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. Ask for their free newsletter. It is sensational. That's npier.com. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning.
Good morning indeed. Our first segment was breaking format, as I had a wonderful guest, Joseph Cordell, who wrote a book called The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce. I imagine you could probably add to that list, Wayne.
Well, you know, I deal with a lot of men who are contemplating divorce, in the middle of divorce, or reeling from having gotten divorced. So it's a popular topic of conversation. I think one of the biggest mistakes men make is that they don't reach out for help early enough when there are problems in their relationship. And so we have, what, over 50%, I don't know what the latest number is, of marriages ending. And and a lot of those men are blaming their women for the reason they needed to get divorced. But I found, there are some exceptions, I found that the biggest issue is that men have not grown up. Men have no idea how they're contributing to their problems. And so their relationships fail one after another. And until they look into what's really going on for them, they'll continue to repeat the same mistakes.
Very interesting. But what about once, I know, having been part of one of your groups, that your goal is very much to try to make it work if you're in a marriage, especially when there's kids. But you're also realistic that sometimes it's not going to work. And so then I have seen and witnessed you support men as they go through a divorce.
Right.
Once that process has begun, what advice would you have as a layman, in contrast to our lawyer guest before, that you'd offer men that are facing divorce?
Yes, I do not offer legal advice. But I'll tell you that the thing that I share with all the men going through this process, and it applies to everything else in life, but especially here, is that if you're going to get divorced, make sure that you act like the man you want to be throughout the process.
Okay, explain that.
Well, especially if you have children, because everything you do is teaching your kids a lesson. If your heart is full of vengeance, and you make things difficult, and you badmouth their mom, et cetera, you're doing more damage, more salt on the wound. And so it's important to take the high road. And that's where the work comes in. I'm dealing with a few men right now who are very angry, and they're wanting to go out of their way to make their exes or soon to be exes look bad, so that everybody around knows that it's true that she was really to blame. She really did this. And what we get to is that it's only going to make the guy look ridiculous, petty, jealous, and the hatred is just eating away at him like a toxin.
Well, there seems to be, though, a interesting conflict we have between potentially being too nice and being too angry. So I think there's a balance that has to be reached. You shouldn't be overly solicitous to the point where you potentially are damaging your case, because in the end, it is a case and a legal matter. And, of course, being too vicious or angry, especially around the children, is just shooting yourself in the foot as well as your kids.
Well, each case needs to be looked at separately, you know, but there is no reason not to be nice and cordial. I don't care how she's behaving, especially when they're kids, because you are being looked at constantly. And I have dealt with some men who have been in horrendous, I mean, and continue to be in just protracted legal battles that are just beyond really beyond imagination. But we have always brought this particular man back to the man he wants to be, the father he wants to be, and where he needs to be in his head so that he deals with this well. And it has never been about playing games, getting even, any of that nonsense. It's always been about making the best choice he can based on the circumstances before him. And sometimes the circumstances are quite challenging.
I remember we had a man, and I can't remember who, and it's irrelevant, that, and this I think would be a very interesting point to address, that was being told to do certain things by his lawyer that we in the group felt were inappropriate or wrong. And I recall the advice we gave him is, don't forget who works for who. And I'd like you to talk about that, because sometimes lawyers can ask us to do things that are very much contrary to what we believe and know is best.
That's true, I think, in dealing with legal matters. It's true with dealing with medical matters, that you know your children best. Don't leave it all up to the doctors. And I think the same with lawyers. They're not you. They don't live in your shoes in your life with your kids. They're to give counsel. But they're not to, you're not to hand over the decision-making to someone that you just hired who doesn't know you.
And,
yes, go ahead.
The key point was the last word, that you've hired. They make money from you. So in many cases, there is not honor in how they're approaching it. I'm not saying all, of course.
Well, I think even without that issue, of course, there are bad seeds, right? But even if someone's well-intended, they may be going down a road that in your gut you don't believe. And that's why it's so important for men to have other men in their lives, trusting wise men in their lives that they can talk to about what's going on. You cannot get all of your counsel on how to handle a divorce from an attorney. It's not the smart move. He provides or she provides a certain amount of that information and is a guide. But I think that there's a lot more to discuss and to contemplate before making some of the really important decisions that have to be made in a divorce.
Well, I think those are really valuable and wise insights, Wayne. I really appreciate it. I would like, you're going to join us for our next segment, which is unusual, to have you for two, and I am very grateful. And we will maybe actually get back on topic, which I have not even expressed yet. Today's topic is lessons learned from the poor but happy. And it's inspired by my trip to Southeast Asia, where I saw and witnessed an incredible amount of poverty, yet an incredible amount of joy. And it was yet a reminder to me, again, how money itself doesn't buy happiness. It's attitude and how we choose to live our life. And I would love your take on that when we come back.
I'll be here.
Okay, it is time for a break. This is the Bruce Allen Show, and this segment of the Bruce Allen Show was sponsored by North Pier, the fiduciary management company that I used and trust. I shouldn't say used. I use. I continue to use North Pier and Jim Scheinberg to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. It is time for a break. We will be back again with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Oh,